playing games is done. Adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top. Unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge, yeah. We're staying living large, yeah. We're the one who fly, yeah. They don't ever have a chance. Why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the Backseat Boys are back.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Spokecast. Johnny here. Let's get some peeps in. Phil, you're on time this week. We love it.
I've been on time for weeks now. Like, let's get past that because, you know, it's my day today.
Speaking of, you weren't even here last week. What are you talking about?
I was totally here last week.
You sure?
I'm very sure.
So what's today? Why is it your special day? Tell us.
Because it's inauguration day. It's my day. Is it? I'm the president of wrestling. It's my day.
Nice. Did you watch it?
No. I already knew the BS that was going to come out. So that's okay. We're good. We're going to move past that. Because I'm not a pastiche of the guy in the White House. I am the president of wrestling.
You already knew the ending, so you didn't watch it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm hearing you were late last week. I don't know if it's true or not. Let's get Tommy in here. Tommy, was Phil late last week, bro?
Yes.
I was late last week. I was here, but I wasn't late. But I wasn't on time. I was late last week. I apologize.
Okay. That's all right. Well, Tommy's upside down. I'm getting dizzy.
I apologize in advance, everyone. I'm doing this from a different location than I'm normally used to. And I'm using a device that I am not that experienced in for once. But I'm making it work. I'm here and I'm ready to roll.
Yes, you are. You were just doing cartwheels there. So we have a lot planned for tonight, guys. Real quick, let me run down. We have a presidential address from the Patriot, the new president of SPO Wrestling. We're going to show that in a little bit and talk about what's going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Changes, little changes to the card for February 8th. We also have Ruthie J is going to be trying to come on here in just a few minutes. We're expecting her shortly, actually, to talk about her career briefly and accepting the challenge from Tasha Steelz for February 8th. Donnie B will be on shortly. And then a little later after about 7:30, about halfway through the show, we are going to recap last night's Hammerstein Ballroom GCW, the People vs. GCW event that I don't want to let any cats out of the bag, but out of the three of us here, one of us was actually on the event last night. We'll get to that in a little bit. So Phil, how was your week, buddy?
It's been pretty good. You know, a lot of like waiting to see what the weather was going to do. And now not looking forward to the negative temperature wind chills that are coming our way.
That's my week. I saw that. Tommy, how was your, how's weather up there in New York right now?
It's finally calmed down. It was really bad yesterday. So much so that you'll find out later that it was definitely a factor in the Sunday activities, so to say. Mm-hmm. But it was able to calm down by today, and you know, we were able to get through the snow, so all things considered, I can't really complain.
Good stuff. Love
and
it.
You're safe. That's the big thing. I was kind of worried for some of the people who are heading out to New York City because of what the weather was going to be.
So this part of the story I could actually talk about leading up to the show. My brother and I, we live about an hour from Manhattan Center, no traffic, give or take. Most of that being, you know, driving on the Palisades Interstate Parkway. Mm-hmm. So it's really not like you're not driving straight through Manhattan a whole lot, but we were up at 8 o'clock on the road by 8:30 and car was parked by 9:30 AM, Sunday morning. I wasn't messing around and I wasn't taking any chances. I knew that if the bat signal was in the sky, the Graysons had to be in Gotham, and that's what it was. I wasn't taking any chances. Got there, rather. Yep, it definitely was a bad area. Yeah, Manhattan's become a real bad area as of late, much like the 1970s. But I digress.
The Catholic Church owns 11% of the land on Manhattan, you know. the Catholic Church.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's hallowed ground. Some of the most expensive land in the world, probably next to what? Maybe some strips of land in Dubai or DC, maybe, are more expensive.
I wouldn't be surprised, but with that being said, you know, got into Manhattan with you know, lots of time to spare. Had breakfast at the good old TikTok diner right by the Manhattan Center. Met up with our Juggalo homie, Too Tough Tony. And from then on, you know, just proceeded to get lost in New York until showtime. But that's enough for this part of the podcast, because I don't want to spill the beans or spoil the goods or anything. But yeah, it was a good time.
Good deal, man. It sounds awesome. You guys lost in New York. It sounds like content waiting to happen, to be honest.
It was it was definitely a good time, you know, because even though we're New Yorkers, we're not, I guess,
Running B is in the house. What's up, brother?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Hell yeah.
Donnie?
What's up, folks?
What's up, Donnie? How's everything?
Good, man. Running a little late. Had some family duties to take care of. One of our daughters is sick, so I had to run around and be the guy who picks up the medicine.
Sorry to hear it. Sorry to hear it, brother.
It happens, man. That's the thing about competitive cheerleading. When one of those kids gets sick, it literally rips through the entire team. So
I could imagine.
Cheerleading team, a couple of kids were sick over the weekend. We were out in Alton, I think it was Alton, Pennsylvania. And then
bro, I've been there before.
Like a buzzsaw, brother. They started dropping like dominoes last night.
Oh no!
Oh my goodness!
Good my thing goodness! We're back again this weekend in Atlantic City for 2 days for a competition.
Yeah, Donnie, your audio sounds a little low, but that's all right. Is not that a little big better? Deal. You can vocalize a little louder. That's all.
Is that a little better, brother?
Not I think quite. So.
Hold on, let me fix.
No. It. Sound checks. This is over.
Right, I was worried I was coming in too hot.
No.
No.
Is that a little better? No.
I mean, we can hear you. It just doesn't
we
sound
can hear
real
you.
Loud.
It just sounds very like far away from the microphone. Low.
We'll just repeat whatever you say for you. That's all, the whole show.
That's all. Thank you.
The usual. But no, we have a couple new segments tonight that we're going to debut. So that's coming up shortly. We're going to get Ruthie J on here soon. And while Donnie's messing with his sound, we're going to show the address, the presidential address from today, everybody. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
My fellow Americans, on this historic day in American history, I'm proud to step into my new role as president of SPO Wrestling. My first few minutes on the job, and already there's a potential crisis on the horizon. The great fans of Delco and Philly expect a huge Key to the City ladder match, and they will not be let down. Not on my watch. My first official decision has been made. Now teaming with Hank the Buffalo Wild Wings Buffalo against Blackout, and the Key to the City ladder match will be the debut of my newest protege and Patriot family member. My protege will be making his SPO debut, taking Pat's place in the groundbreaking ladder match on February 8th. I'm asking the fans for the support on this one, and please do not let me down. More to come on this. Get your tickets at SPOWrestling.com. God bless SPO, and God bless the USA.
Right. So we are incredible. Expanding. We are expanding the Patriot universe, Donnie.
That's incredible. By the way, that mic should be better now.
Sounds a lot better.
I know what
I'm
doing.
Now we need to fix Tommy. I'm kidding.
The protege, man. Look at that. I gotta see what this whole deal's about.
Yeah. He's not even named yet from what I hear. It's brand new. It's a brand new thing. Oh. This protege is going to make his debut.
Look who's calling me. Nova.
Oh, hey.
Let me answer it. Yeah. Yeah, we're actually live on the podcast right now. They can't hear you, right. But I'm on with Johnny, Phil Stamper, and Tommy Grayson.
Mute yourself, Tommy.
Let me call you back in like a little bit. They all said hello.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's over. Where's Ruthie J when we need her? Oh,
Tommy,
boy, but anyway.
Nova says he spoke to you know who, and you'll know what he means. I'll tell you off the air. Tommy gave the big thumbs up. He's very happy right now. Nova said, you're all good, Tommy.
Thank you, bro.
All right, Tommy, I'll call you back later.
That's code, brother. Kayfabe.
I was going to say, bro, it's like we just talked through the pipe between cells. Like to get that message across.
The cup with the string. Look, Tommy's so excited. His thing is going around in circles.
I know.
No, you know what it is.
Broke the connection with the news that it totally glitched everything up, but we're good. Yeah, bro. I'm here.
Big news.
Uh-oh. That's huge, big, man.
We'll talk about it all.
That's awesome. I can extrapolate in my mind what the news is, and it's breathtaking, guys.
I should hope so.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, guys, like I said, we're going to bring, as we saw just now, we're going to bring Ruthie J in here. She's going to talk about she has accepted the challenge. Let's get her in here. Ruthie J, how you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you guys?
How you doing?
All right.
We are great. It's so nice to see you. I got to tell you, I'm John Cashmere. This is Phil. Tommy is looking at you sideways. Don't take offense to it.
Sorry. I'm having technical difficulties all day because I'm on an iPad.
Yeah. And this is our trash heap to the Fraggles, if you get that, or Yoda to our Jedis. This is Donnie B. So welcome and thank you for being here. I'll take the
second one. Hello, Ruthie J.
Hello. Nice to meet you all.
Yes. Good to have you here.
Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So I got to tell you, the fact that you stepped up to take Tasha's challenge is pretty crazy because Tasha was probably one of the most fan favorite wrestlers on the last event. The kids adore her. So I got to tell you, you're kind of walking in and she's got a little bit of like a home court advantage. Have you taken that into account at all?
Honestly, I have because, you know, I have to go fly over there. I'm coming from Florida, you know, where it's hot and sunny. Got to bring the heat to her, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, you know, I actually had the option today. I had the privilege of watching your post-match promo in the NWA where you and your tag partner kind of got into it a little. It got heated. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You did a very,
you know,
very good job.
I'm a little sad I had to do her like that, but it is what it is, you know?
Stuff got real, guys. After the match, she kind of had like a teased a breakup, and it was a very emotional and like dramatic moment on the microphone. And dare I say, Ruthie kind of got to show what she's made of. And I think she's really going to have a great showing. And it's going to be interesting to see how the fans line up at this.
I mean, it's going to be good to see them see me as like an individual competitor once again, you know?
Do you prefer singles or tag?
Absolutely singles. I love working with tag because it's like easier on the body, but like singles, there's nothing like that one-on-one.
Got it. I have to agree. And to see you and her one-on-one on February 8th is really going to be something special. She defeated the women's champion Christina last time in a match that was, it blew the roof off. So, you know, you have your work cut out for you. I got to say, I have a lot of respect that you were willing to come in like this from another state. And forgive me if I'm revealing this or not, but you're actually Gangrel's student. Isn't that correct?
I am. He is my coach, the person that trained me, the person that I'm going to go see right now.
Wow. He stayed on me and Z-Bar's couch for a whole week one time, the poor man. So when you tell him you're with Johnny Cashmere, he's probably going to go, ugh.
Oh, my gosh. Now I have to. I'm going to.
Yeah.
We love send our love. DJ. We absolutely love Gangrel. He's one of my favorite people ever. When you lay eyes on him tonight, you tell him that Donnie B, he knows Donnie B and Nova. He knows us. He just say, hey, I was on the podcast tonight with Donnie. He sends his regard and his hellos. I love Dave. I think he's truly one of the unheralded journeymen in the business who deserves to be a multi-millionaire living on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
And good just heart. Fly him. He is great heart, good individual, hard worker, worked for me on numerous shows and with me. Just a fantastic human being all around. I could never say enough good things about Dave.
Same.
And now he's running an amazing promotion down in Florida. It's one of the best, I think one of the best promotions in at least the Southeast. I mean,
is that CCW?
I'm
is that
there the right now? You're talking all this stuff and I just pulled up.
is that CCW? Is that the name?
Yeah,
Coastal?
CCW. I'm like gonna go train right now. Like I literally just pulled up you're talking about.
So that's like, the one I think AJ, Big Boom AJ, he did some stuff with you guys, right?
Yeah,
that's
he was
our boy.
At one of our last two shows in 2024.
Have you met him? Did you meet him?
No, every time he pops up at CCW, I'm at NWA. So
he's great. I love Andrew. We all do. No, that's cool. He's great. You'll love him when you do. But yeah, definitely tell Dave we said hello. And yeah, man, it's awesome seeing you here. I didn't know you were in NWA. I'm just learning all this now. How do you like NWA? That's for Billy, right? Billy treats you guys great.
It's with Billy Corgan. Yes, he does treat his talent very well. I've been there for, I would say, like 2 years now.
Awesome.
2 years now. Yeah.
You've had the pleasure of meeting one of my old friends, Mr. James Mitchell, correct?
Yes.
Devil is the man. And Andrew, you know Aaron Stevens also, right?
Yes.
Love Aaron.
The first thing I saw with Father James was his eyebrows. And I just was like, oh my gosh, did you make them like that for real? He was like, I'm glad you noticed.
Many stories. Most we can never tell, right, Johnny? About Devil.
Fair.
Trent Acid used to call him Devil, but we love Jim Mitchell. We love Aaron Stevens, all those guys, the whole crew. You know, Pat Kenny. You know Pat, obviously. Pat, love Pat. If you run into Pat again, you just tell him, hey, I was on a podcast with Donnie B, and you'll see a huge smile on his face. I love Pat Kenny. All those guys are great. All 90s mainstays, just great people. But that's awesome, man. I've seen some of your work. Yeah, you're great. Ruthie J, just keep plugging along, man.
Thank you.
You're doing what a journeyman should. Journeyman, journeywoman. They go across the country and seek challenges. That's what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing.
About to do. If you're here and you're comfortable, you're not doing enough.
Yeah. I wish more people would hear that because so many of these guys just want to work in their 5 to 10 mile radius around their hometown twice a month and consider themselves pro wrestlers. But I guarantee. I guarantee you, Dave tells you, right? Dave tells you to make the drives, correct? He says, get in the car and go work.
He tells us that the journey is the jewel. He tells us that all the time. Like, take this time to appreciate everything you learn from everyone.
Memories in the miles. Great shepherd. That's what it is. Yeah, that's it. At the end of the day, man, that's all you got left.
And honestly, because your body's not going to keep doing this forever.
No, it won't. It'll give out eventually. But if you learn to work smart and we're creative, be like Dave. Dave's still going. He's had multiple surgeries and all that.
Oh, he can still go. He's still going somehow. We tell him to stop.
Yeah. We're trying to get him back in Philly, believe me.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. He's great. He's always great.
Such a great shepherd, too. You're lucky to have him, Ruthie. That's awesome. That's great. You guys have such a great thing.
Yep. Yeah. Just keep it going. We're
gonna see if I can get him on the show a little bit later.
If you buzz in, we gotta have him on here one night just to talk about the school, the promotion, everything. I'd love to do that.
Well, and let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
If that's the case. Let me go inside.
Yeah, yes. See what you can do. If he pops on for a minute. Yeah.
Okay. Give me 5 to 10 minutes.
Take your time.
Okay. You have a challenge to train for. She's got a challenge to train for, too.
No, I don't. Listen, the 5-star athlete stays ready, so I don't have to get ready, okay? Don't say that.
That's Donnie's line. Donnie, did you hear that?
What'd she say?
She said she stays ready so she doesn't have to get ready.
Bingo. I thought I said that probably about 25 years ago I first said that, but that's the truth, man. That's the mark of a true professional.
Exactly.
Seriously. I'm a big Ruthie J fan now.
Thank you. Okay, I'll see what I can do. I'll be back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Wow. That was
cool. That'd be awesome. I'd love to have Gang Grill on here one night. JP.
The part of Ruthie J.
What's up?
By JP Grease.
JP, you weren't on earlier, but Nova called while we were on air, and he told me to relay to Tommy that he talked to you-know-who, and it's all good. You guys are all set. Everything is all good.
My man. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You thank him too, man. You guys, listen, this is what you've been working for, so we'll see what happens.
Right on. Thank you.
Talk after the show.
I'm looking forward to that. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you're ready.
Hell yeah. Man, it's been a great weekend. Huge weekend, you guys. So yesterday was a TNA pay-per-view, and it was the GCW Hammerstein return in New York City with the snow, and it was just a crazy, crazy weekend. But I tell you what, I watched it. Any of you guys watch the show?
I watched the YouTube and then a little bit here and there during the night where I was just flying around doing a million other things. But the backstage look great, man. Like, I'm not just saying that, dude. They look like they belong. And I'm not knocking any of those other talents, but they look like legitimate professional wrestlers on that show. Like, they stood out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know GCW is known for its wacky characters and all that and talents, and some of these people are incredible. You know, but to me, Tommy and JP look like main event top guys there. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not wrong.
It was neat seeing him out there, Donnie. Now, it let was. Me ask you this, be honest. When you would watch me and Trent, like when we made our TNA pay-per-view debut or whatever, did you get butterflies in your stomach watching it or no?
I got butterflies the second I knew you guys were going down there. And when I saw it, it was a manifestation of what I knew in my head. Like, I can see what's going to happen to Tommy and JP down the road, but it does them it does them a disservice if I sit here and pontificate on it and put it out in front of them. They need to manifest it themselves. But I can assure you, these steps that are all being taken will not be taken if I didn't believe in them wholeheartedly and think that they had the ability to not only be in a major company, but main event in major companies. I just wouldn't do it. So I did feel that way when you and Trent were on there, when I saw you guys on TNA the first time.
My heart was in my big toe the whole time. Phil, does that happen to you too when you watch people on there that you have invested interest in? You're like, oh my God. Like every wrestler walking up behind him in the ring in the Battle Royal, I'm like, they don't even see this guy coming. What if they hurt him? Like, I'm starting to get like that.
It's weird. Like, I won't feel it until something happens. And I'm like, that moment of like, they're behind you. Look, like, you know, I definitely get that sort of ampness.
And they got a pop too. I mean, when it came out, I'm not too familiar with the gentleman that was with him. Tough Tony. What was his name?
Too Tough Tony.
No, that's
not, I kind of remember him a little bit, but not too much. But that was one of the louder ovations I heard was when they all came out.
Tony knows Mike real well, actually. He's from
Louisville. I've heard the name. I just didn't have too many interactions with him. Seemed like a good brother. He must be if he's with you guys. But you guys all came out.
Shouts out to him.
And then Devin came running out. I saw Devin in there and or Crowbar, a couple other people too. Look cool. I'm a big Brett Lauderdale guy. I just like, and I don't like, I'm not great friends with him. I never really hung out with him. I just admire the hustle. Dude, when I saw those pictures in like that sub-zero temperature of him handing out his handbills, promoting the show, his flyers, on the street doing it when he could have easily been home with his two young kids or his children. I'm just a huge fan of that, dude. You cannot teach that. I don't give a shit how much money you pay somebody, like what you try to instill in them. You cannot teach the grind. You either have it in this life or you don't. That's it. And I know some people were like saying, oh, he's out there handing this out. If they were a bigger company, he wouldn't have to do it. I'm like, shut the F up. You guys have no clue. Unless you've been out at 2 in the morning putting posters on telephone poles or going into the 7-Elevens and Wawa's hanging up your posters or contacting or standing outside radio stations to meet the DJ just to get 5 minutes of free airtime. Unless you've done all that, you have no right to ever criticize anybody. So I told Brett to his face, and you were there, Johnny, I think he's pound for pound the best promoter in the country. I'm not talking like Tony Khan and Vince and Triple H. I'm not talking that. I'm talking like an actual promoter that like Barnum and Bailey or P.T. Barnum or like Don King would look at and go, hey, man, we like this guy. You know what I mean? Like some of the greatest promoters of all time. I think Brett has it. I do. I've always thought that. If I was Tony Khan, he'd be one of my hires just to go town to town to increase the local attendance at those events.
Well, he's the one guy, Donnie, that is doing everything that everybody wants to be doing without a corporate backing him. You know what I mean? Without any type of, you know, like fund or any type of like media conglomerate, he's doing this, you know, from the ground up all by himself. So, you know, I agree with you. I agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
Bill, he's been around forever too. I mean,
Bill threw his microphone like he didn't agree with something.
What? Is Phil throwing another tantrum?
No. What do you want to say?
Speak up, Phil.
Go ahead.
I'm just tired. It's been a long day.
If you have and a dissenting now, opinion, you can give
that's
it.
Fine.
Be respectful.
I mean, that's just it. I want to be respectful. And you know, the less I need to talk about Brett, the better.
Well, here's the thing. Again, I don't know the man personally. I've never said more than two sentences to Brett. I don't know any of his history. I don't know any of the goings on, the locker room. I don't know anything. I strictly speak as an ex-promoter that can identify the hustle in someone else. It doesn't mean I know anything about him personally, nothing like that. He could be Mussolini for all I care. I have no idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know any of that. I speak strictly on what I see, and I see a hustler out there. Paul Lee would say the same thing. Louis Dangerously, Scott D'Amore, all these people would say that dude's a hustler, and that's what I like, and that's why he's successful when he runs these events, dude. Like, good, bad, or indifferent. The reason Donnie B was successful as a promoter because I did the same thing. It's not rocket science. It's really not. It just takes effort. I know that's a weird obscenity to a lot of independent people out there, but you actually have to put effort into these events.
You
imagine
do.
That. Danny McDevitt knows it. Danny has the hustle too.
Yeah.
Dave Gangrel, we were just talking about. They got the hustle. Mm-hmm. That's why you see these certain indies across America that continually draw. Like TNA, they've been killing it because they crush the local market. They're masters at local media. When they go into these local markets, dude, they just bombard it. I know what they do because I know the plan. I know the blueprint. And they go out there and crush it. And then you get these other people who draw 50 people and they go, oh, we sold out tonight. I go, what?
Right.
Or they put a picture of their show on there with literally chairs on two sides, about 110 people scattered throughout the building. And they go, what an awesome night tonight. The place is packed. And you just shake your head and you go, oh, my God. But I don't know.
What is that?
That's going to be our new segment, Phil. Not this week, but we are debuting a new segment here. We might as well let the cat out of the bag, called Independently Awful, with the tagline of dreadful, just dreadful. And the idea being, if you are in the indies, we'll definitely get to that. If you are on the indies and you're doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing and you're just god awful and you're an embarrassment and you're the drizzlings, then it's time to be called out. I'm not talking about people who are giving an honest effort and really trying. I'm talking about these goofs and clowns that are just clogging up the airwaves for good professional wrestlers. And I don't care. So I told Johnny, I'll do it. We'll take matches from across the country or any submissions that people want to send us, and we will literally tear it apart here. And a lot of times people, the embarrassment of it isn't going to faze them at all. They'll think it's a badge of honor, maybe. I don't know. But jeez, maybe if we could shine the light on some of this insanity, maybe it'll go away. I have no idea. But let's give it a shot. Should be fun.
Yeah, why not?
I have a contender coming up soon.
Ooh. I'm sure you do, Don.
We have to wait about 3 weeks for the match to happen, and then it'll be on here. I'm actually going to get Nova or Dorsey or Lupus or somebody to come on here and do the commentary over the match with us that the night we show it.
That's great.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, Ruthie's trying to get in. I don't know. Let's see if we can hear her. Are you there, Ruthie? Wow, she's definitely in a wrestling school.
Mm-hmm.
Ruthie?
We're listening to the inside of Gangrel's wrestling school in
so
Florida.
He's kind of busy training right now. So
yeah, that's
sorry.
Fine. Tell him we'll get him on another night. If he wants to come on another night, we'll reach out to him or just grab his number and pass it to us again, and I'll call him and we'll get him on here one night.
Okay, no worries.
All right, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell Nelio. Tell Nelio. Backseat boy, say what up.
I yes. got you. Yes, I got both you. Of y'all. Thank you so
thank
much for
you.
Having me.
We'll see thank you soon, you. Ruthie. Thank you for coming on.
Stay no in problem. Touch. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
See you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so, that's exciting.
Funny,
she's going to be up here.
I worked a show out there where she's at for CCW, and I'm currently trying to get Backseat Boys out there to make a return. So that would be pretty dope. So shouts out to CCW.
You know what
yeah,
else
they were
is
talking
cool
about
too,
that, yeah.
is Donnie that, you know, the guys, Chris Sierra that does our live sketching, he's from there. He goes
really?
And sits in Gangrel's crowd. Yeah. That's where we got
that's
him
cool.
from Gangrel's crowd.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I forgot
that's
the right. gentleman's name who I think is the actual promoter of it. I forgot his name. I don't think it's
I don't
Gangrel.
Know.
I think it's he
no,
was
it's,
with
it's,
Andrew. What's his name? Gentleman with glasses. I forget. I think he has something to do with it, but he was in when we were at Newark to see AEW. He was with Andrew, and Andrew introduced me to him, and I feel like a real fool that I can't remember his name, but a super nice guy. Really good-hearted promoter. I talked to him for like 5 minutes, and you could just tell that he had the best interest of the boys in the business at heart. You know what I mean? I enjoyed that. It wasn't some scoundrel or some strip miner who just wanted to get what he could out of the blood out of the stone and make his way off in the night with the big bag of money.
Right.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah. And here's the match graphic for Tasha versus Ruthie J. TNA star and hybrid women's champion Tasha will be defending her title against Ruthie J from the NWA. So that's that there.
That's a great looking match, man. Two well trained, well traveled professional athletes right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not and they're also going to be appearing at the pre-show.
Oh, that's awesome, bro.
Yep. So they will be there at the pre-show along with many other wrestlers, the Backseat Boys, the champion Feral Face, Rick Blade, Simon Gotch, Blackout, Willie Mack from JCW, Velcro, who is a rap rock star here in Philly. Tay Rock, who is a battle rap legend. Tone Love, who is a Philly hip hop legend. And DJ Khalil will be spinning. This is going to be a fun, this pre-show. And we've added some things too. The back seats went ahead and got their boys from Ruta Entertainment. You guys want to talk about this a second?
Yeah. So Ruta Entertainment makes the championship belts that we held, as you can see in the picture, on my shoulders and on my brother's, if you can see. Those are the WIN Tag Team titles. So, you know, he makes a whole bunch of title belts for promotions out here all over. And we're going to be working with him on some stuff. I guess since the news is already out of the bag, whoever's listening, Spo Wrestling is going to be having new tag team championships. They're already in the works. So at one point, we're going to officially retire the Trent Acid Skywalker tag team championships. Still have them around. They're just not going to be defended. We're going to be using a new Spo Wrestling tag team championship design. It's all going to be about Spo Wrestling. Sweet. Again, that's just the direction we're moving into.
Yep.
Yeah, but...
good stuff. And also, Loud East will be there with a vending table. We'll see Grim Reefer himself. Follow him at @Grim_Reefer724 on Instagram and at Loud East Wrestling. And he's also bringing the prospects. So, Donnie, you see that, like, these are like his, these are like Reefer's, like, you know, he mentors these guys. So that'll be good.
They're Grim Reefer
from Jersey All-Pro, right? From back in the day?
Yep. Yep,
that
yep,
guy was
sir.
Great, man. I met him a few times. Like, again, when I say some of these names, not like I was great friends with him, but I talked to him a few times. Very respectful guy, like a legit guy. What I liked about him, he's always, he reminded me of Eddie Kingston a little bit. Like, just like a real guy. Like, what you see is what you get. Very relatable. Yes. He was in ROH too, right? In the early days of ROH? I thought so.
Yes. Yes, the very early days, he was another trainer over at the LIWF Dog House. So he had a heavy hand in training a lot of the guys that, you know, often will go to, you know, like a Homicide or a Boogaloo. You know, Reefer is right up in there. You know, he's cut from that same cloth, and he's one of those guys who never really went away.
We should have him on here one night. He's got an interesting story. Yeah. I mean, he's been around for
30
years.
I love Reefer, man.
Yeah.
Reefer's awesome.
Get him on here one night. I'd like to talk to him on here because I never.
Great idea.
Yeah, definitely get him on here.
Great idea. I would love that.
Yeah. He killed it last night as well. He teamed at the Hammerstein Ballroom with Homicide and Amazing Red. And Amazing Red was also inducted into the Indie Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame that night. So it was really just a good night for New York wrestling in general and the Tri-State. And I'm happy to see that Reefer is giving back. He's not one of those guys that's just in it for himself. He's constantly giving back to those around him, more so than himself. He's developed talent all across the state, you know, guys such as the Prospects, such as guys that he's been working with over at his own school. So, you know, Loud East is his baby, and I want to make sure that, you know, we do everything in our power to, you know, make them feel welcome in our house as he does, you know, us with Loud East. So, you know, shouts out to him.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh yeah, definitely, man. That's some good stuff. And the cool thing too about Reefer, he's our commentator. So he does great on commentary. He's very relatable. And it's different, you know, hearing him on commentary is something different. So having him on here makes perfect sense. So we're going to reach out to him.
I like different.
Yeah. ASAP. Speaking of different, we're having Velcro wrestle. Now, he wrestled a little bit at the Gremlin House event. This guy's actually good. I mean, listen, Ruckus and Robbie are literally listening to this guy's rap music now on a daily basis.
Good.
So the dude's good. So I talked to him today, and I'm going to be meeting him. I'm trying to go Wednesday to meet him. I'm a promo. So we're going to get his promo. I'm going to go right over there. It's going to be some good stuff coming up the next couple days. So definitely check that out. And guys, as you see, Bufa can't come back. He's not going to be in the country, Bufa. So we have Willie Mack, your boy from JCW, you guys. It's awesome that you got him. I mean, he's one of the best around, guys. Am I right?
Oh, he's phenomenal, man.
Love him.
Willie Mack, you know, for those who didn't see, wrestled at the Ring of Honor Final Battle pay-per-view a couple weeks ago over at the Hammerstein Ballroom. He had a standout performance. In my opinion, Willie Mack is easily one of the most slept-on professional wrestlers going today. He has been for the past 10 years, and the fact that only recently he's getting, you know, his due is, you know, really just an embarrassment to, you know, the pro wrestling media, because why has this guy not already been on WrestleMania? You know, Willie Mack is when you see Willie Mack perform, he reminds you of literally like a wrestling comic book character. Like, he has that same aura about him that, you know,
I can tell you who he reminds me of. Phil, who does he remind you of? Willie Mack. Let's see if we're thinking the same thing. The first time I saw him, and this is the highest compliment I could give somebody, but who's he remind me of?
There's a little bit of JYD in my brain.
Bingo. Yeah, that's absolutely who he reminds me of, man. There's only been a few guys to capture that charisma, bro, but he reminds me of the Junkyard Dog.
But moves a lot faster.
Athletic. Way more athletic.
He's a lot more athletic, and Willie is to, I would say, pro wrestling as, you know, like whoever. I'm not about to make a comparison. Just don't sleep on the Mac.
Is the highest. Listen, I'm a huge JYD guy, especially his Mid-South stuff. And to compliment somebody and say, you remind me of the Junkyard Dog, is one of the highest compliments I could ever give somebody. Oh, yeah. So I think he's great.
Donnie, you know what Willie Mack is, right? Willie Mack is a detective down in Texas.
That's true. You're right.
He always knows just exactly what the facts is. Literally the same name. Clap.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's like right out of that song. That.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys excited to see Willie Mack compete at Spo Wrestling and possibly win the Spo Heavyweight Championship? I want to know what the Spo Universe thinks of that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm excited to watch him. I love watching him wrestle. Yeah, I really
do. I see Phil. Why don't you fill us in a bit about that poor young woman that was injured? I see we want to talk about her GoFundMe. Why don't you give us a story on that?
So last night, am I coming in okay? I hear a little weird.
Yeah, you sound great.
So last night, Allie Catch was injured during the GCW event. So there is a GoFundMe to help her out. It does look like she had to get surgery for a broken leg. I found the GoFundMe link, but to share it on this format, just so I could shorten it. So I made it a bit.ly link. So it's bit.ly/AllieCatch. It's all lowercase. But feel free to reach out, give what you can. The target goal is $50,000. It's actually getting pretty close to there. Having had gone through both knee surgeries and a neck surgery, that's not going to cover half the cost of the surgery.
No, so it'll blow by that. And I saw that today on, I think it was Twitter or something. And I don't know who's the girl, Stephanie
Delander. Delander. Yeah, that's Cardona's.
What a hell of a friend, because that girl was all over social media putting this out there and updating everyone on. And then she said she stayed with her in the hospital and all that. And Allie Catch said that Steph was with her at the hospital. Man, I put this on Twitter too. I said, if you can get through life like one friend like that, dude, that is something that is really cool, especially in the wrestling business. I don't know that girl, Stephanie, at all, but I was really moved by that. I said, that is really cool to see, like, just as a human being, to stay there and be with them, you know, out of sight, out of mind in the wrestling business. It would have been very easy for that girl to get hurt and get whisked away and everybody forget about her. But it's cool, man, that she had somebody like that and the community rallying around her. And hopefully she comes back 100% and this doesn't discourage her.
Yeah. And what a testament to our modern day technology. She got hurt last night on pretty much live TV, live stream. And within hours, the GoFundMe is already over $28,000. Like, that
isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Maybe while she's recouping at home over the next few months, maybe we could have her on here one night. I'm sure she would love to do it. Just, you know what I mean? Great. Yeah, that'd be cool. I know Janella does a lot. I'll reach out to him too. You guys, you know her. Just see if she wants to come on here one night.
Yeah,
definitely. That'd be awesome. That would be great. Definitely. And since we're on the subject, now that JP is here, I want to get, you know, I guess everyone's thoughts on, you know, I guess just the event last night from a viewing perspective before, I guess, JP and I share, you know, a little bit more about, like, just what it was like going through, you know, the day and whatnot.
Phil, well, I didn't watch the whole thing. Yeah, Phil, you and Johnny probably watched more of it than I did.
I watched the whole thing pretty much. Phil, you saw clips, right? So I'll just go first.
I mean, unfortunately, the few clips I did see We probably did not highlight the best, but, you know, I saw the clip of Allie, and, you know, we just talked about her injury. but you know, so much, there was so much talk about it, you know, on X. And so I know more clips are going to come out over the next couple of days. So I'm kind of interested. And hey, and this is not a knock at anything at GCW. Most of the wrestling I watch now is via X. Like, I see it through clips throughout the week. So not disparaging by saying I'm not watching, but that's just how I consume right now. So I'm sure I'm going to see a lot more as the week progresses.
Right. You're watching a lot of X-rated material, you said?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. you know, I was really invested in finding out what was going to happen with the Charles Mason,
Richard Holiday.
I was going to say the wrong first name, steel cage match. So like, I want to know more about that. I saw the finish of that match online already.
I didn't see it.
It was like a big giant elbow drop off the top. At least I think that was the finish.
That wasn't the finish.
Okay. That one just seemed to get the most play. Like as I was scrolling through, I'm like, okay, there's the clip.
It was a cool like shot because they got him like standing up top of the cage, and like the way he hit the elbow, he got the nasty hang time with it. So like, and it was a far away crank shot.
Gotcha.
So yeah, but
I think it was a frog elbow.
Yeah, like a frog, like a frog elbow, like the way the Briscoes do it. Yeah.
So let's start at the pre-show. So it was about 6:30, and the pre-show started on YouTube.
Right.
And it was Dave Sturgio, and a guy in a silver suit who I don't know. So that immediately, I gotta say, guys, brings me right to our silver police gimmick. Because, like, dude had it, the silver outfit, you know? But no, he looked good, and they did good. Donnie, did. I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Yeah,
I went into this not wanting to like Sturgio. Something about him rubs me the wrong way. He's got that Jason Kelsey, whatever that guy's name is. It's just something about him. He did a great job. I couldn't bury him. It didn't seem like he was looking for things to say. It seemed very organic.
Dave's a good announcer. Dave's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good. And he's enthusiastic and... You know, he's committed and he goes all in on his projects. I like Dave. I mean, we used to do a podcast with him. He's a good host and he knows what he's doing. He definitely has a place in the business. I think he's still trying to find it a little bit. Oh, I know he owns, he's trying to run shows and be a, you know, be a broadcaster. And I think he tried to be a worker years ago, but he's very multi-talented. I hope something breaks for him at some point. Like,
let's get him on here too. Cause now that I live at the shore and you live at the shore and Robbie lives at the shore, there's no reason we can't all wash each other's hands maybe in the future, you know?
No, that's cool. They did a great thing. They had the show at Martell's last
Martell's.
Summer. Martell's. That's it was what a big I mean. Hit. Yeah. Yeah. It was cool.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, we'll dude get him on here and talk doing. About it. Yeah.
That'd be great. So the pre-show started and they were in the building and it was like an hour and a half long pre-show. And they did it. They held the people. They didn't have the fancy desks that, you know, Booker T sits at with Jerry Lawler and WWE and all. And they still made it entertaining for the whole time and had some good video packages and then the matches started, right? So the first match was the scramble match with Jack Cartwheel was in that and a bunch. It was six guys, right? You probably didn't get to watch any of it though, right?
No. I know that there were a few guys in it. If it was Rich Swann in that match or was he on later? I was very happy to see Richie Swann there, you know.
Manders,
enthusiastic as hell. Manders was there. I know Marcus Mathers was in that match as well.
Yep.
We didn't get to watch it, unfortunately, but
we were based on the
feedback, it was good.
Yeah, Starboy Charlie was in it, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe not. Maybe he was in the Rumble. He was in the Rumble with you guys.
He was in the Rumble. Yeah, he was in the Rumble with us.
Yeah, that's right. So then the Rumble came next, right? And that's where you guys were. So what happened?
So I guess leading up to it, I'll just say this. Full context, I wasn't expecting anything going into it yesterday. I've just learned in wrestling to, you know, go in, expect absolutely nothing. And if something happens, you can't get disappointed. And that's simply because the Backseat Boys were not physically advertised prior. So I went into this just ready to just take the day on. You're here to represent, you know, you're here to represent the Backseat brand. You're here to represent JCW and you're at the Hammerstein. You know, that was my goal since day one, was to wrestle at the arena at the Hammerstein. And just being able to go there yesterday, I had that, you know, mama, I made it attitude. So Finally, the word was communicated to my brother and I that we were going to be in it. And immediately it started setting in the anticipation of, okay, this is official. We're actually going to get to do it. So then leading up to it, there were a few production things going on, and it was eventually decided that we were going to come out with Tony and Violent J and make our entrance. And that's when it really hit me. I was like, okay, like, I'm actually going to get to, you know, we're going to get to have our moment at the entrance. You know, like, at that point, I didn't care about what happened in the ring. As long as I knew that, like, there was going to be a frame of us making our entrance at the ballroom, I was happy. And from then on, everything else was just, everything else was a gift. So, I'll let you take over, JP.
I mean, as you guys can see, I mean, a lot going on in the Rumble, in the ring. But, you know, we represented, we hit the T gimmick, and, you know, we got some JCW chants out there, got some love, and that's what it's all about. You know, we showed up and we showed out. And, again, grateful for the opportunity. It was just an amazing, amazing show from top to bottom. And again, Brett Lauderdale put so much into that. And I think it was just from top to bottom an amazing event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a lot of fun watching it, guys. And there was a lot of what we used to call luminaries in the Battle Royal, like Drew Blood from PW days was in the Battle Royal. I couldn't believe my eyes. Marcus Mather's dad, Mark Angel, who used to be a student at PWU when Marcus was 2 years old and coming to my wrestling school. And, you know, so that was neat seeing you guys. Didn't one of you guys actually do something with Mark?
Yeah, I got into it a little bit with him. I made sure I put the boots to him a little bit.
Yeah, we got to work with Mark Angel, Crowbar as well. We did a little spot with him, but unfortunately, just watching that back, unfortunately, they didn't catch it. But we did have a lot of cool little stuff planned with Crowbar. Unfortunately, they just didn't catch it on there, though. But
we did do some stuff with we did some stuff with Crowbar and Violent J because the two of them wanted to work together since they never got to when they were both in WCW. So that was fun. And then we got to do some cool stuff with Tony in there. And yeah, it was just, you know, it's just one of those moments you make the most of your time in there and whatnot. And it's like, cool. You know, like, when am I going to get to do this again? Who knows? Maybe never.
No, look cool, man. You guys look like you belonged. Who was the gentleman that came out and he did a spot where he picked up a lady wrestler and threw her out into a bunch of people? That dude was impressive. Shane something was his name.
Shane Mercer.
That dude is Iron that Beast guy is something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Holy cow.
He eliminated us both at the same time. He's another guy from Louisville, Kentucky, trained by Bull Payne, another journeyman of the business for those of you who aren't aware. I know Bull very well.
Yep.
Keep your eyes peeled for the Iron Beast Shane Mercer, because if you've been familiar with GCW, you've seen him. But for those of you who, you know, aren't as familiar and would like to see more of Shane Mercer, you know, keep your eyes peeled. You're going to be seeing him more, a lot.
That's what I was going to say. There's a few diamonds in the rough there. I mean, every indie has their guys, quote-unquote guys, but there's a couple diamonds in the rough there. They use GCW has Alex Price there too, correct? Doesn't he wrestle there a lot?
Yeah,
He won the tag.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Him and Cole Radrick.
Who's his partner?
Cole Radrick, a wrestler from Indiana.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, that would be a hell of a match. Those two against you two, because I think Alex is fantastic. I was high on him when we did Contest of Champions.
GCW versus JCW tag belts, maybe. Garbage Daddy.
There you go, man. What's their name? What's their team name called?
The Garbage Daddies.
they're from Boston. That's why.
Boston. The Garbage Daddies. Love it. Great attitudes, too. Cole's got one of the best attitudes in wrestling, I'm convinced.
I don't know him, but Alex is great.
I like Cole a lot. We wrestled him in Cleveland many years ago with Tony Mamaluk as our manager, actually, for Joe Dombrowski's Welterweight Wrestling 2 promotion. So
is he from the – he's up that way too? Connecticut, Boston, is that where he's from?
What's his name?
No.
The second gentleman you said.
Cole's from Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. You guys belong there, man. It's a big time event. You have big time talents on it. So
it was just, again, to appear on a stage like that for the first time, being on a promotion like that, on a stage like that, is just, again, what more could you ask for?
That's a no brainer. If I was Brett, I would bring you guys on a more consistent basis. I mean, you're a real team. So, I mean, let's see what happens. But, hey, bro, you guys definitely looked the part. So don't worry about that.
Again, well, they say things happen for a reason, you know?
Yes, sir.
Making and that was just the pre-show. PCO, right? Pierre Carl Ouellette was out there on the pre-show. He won, right? Didn't it come down to him and the guy that threw you out? It came down to him and Mercer.
Shane Mercer, yeah. Came down to him and Mercer, and he chokeslammed him from the apron. And
oh, I saw that.
He proceeded to smash the TNA social media championship.
Is it social media or digital media?
Digital media.
Digital media.
What does that even mean? Media. I don't know. Was that real? Was that a real belt? I thought it was just some spot he made up. That was a championship in TNA.
That was a championship in TNA, yeah.
What was it called? The Digital Media Championship?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Donnie, TNA was live on pay-per-view while he was smashing it with the hammer.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, TNA killed it too. I saw that house last night. I saw the pictures of the house, and I've heard from people who were on the show. Just the atmosphere was fantastic. Good for them, bro.
I know.
Sleep on TNA, man. I'm telling you, man. They've been killing it the last few months. Their TV ratings are a little bit higher than they have been. All the talent is super happy. The morale's through the roof. They're drawing great crowds. The fans are very supportive, and they're engaging, too. The fans follow all the guys on social media. They buy their merch. And this is firsthand from talents that are actually there, guys that we both know. So don't sleep on TNA.
TNA, as a company, is like an old dog that just learns new tricks, like, every day.
Yep.
It's awesome.
No, good for them,
I would think about it. I was on TNA's like ninth pay per view in 20 some years ago.
Yeah,
2002. You guys were on there, right?
Yeah,
22 years ago, man.
And
they're still
now they have a new deal signed with NXT. So
that's what I'm saying, man. That's going to benefit everybody. That's not an accident for WWE to give them rub.
Right?
No. If you read between the lines, you can see exactly what they're doing. But man. And more places for the boys to work, more paydays. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
They saw a lot of success with the crossover of Hendry and Jordan Grace, and then the Rascals. Like that, you know, they see the benefit of that work. So
that Jordan Grace is going to be a mainstay in the WWE. It's just a matter of when. I don't really know, but I wouldn't be surprised if she's not in the Rumble this year again.
Mm. Didn't her and Josh Alexander both leave TNA last night?
I don't know.
I don't know about Jordan, but I believe Josh Alexander's contract is up.
Hmm. Oh, okay. I thought Jordan was
I was like, if it's not up, it's near up.
Okay.
She looks like a star. She looks like a comic book character. She looks like a goddamn actual professional athlete, super athlete. She looks like a female wrestler, but she looks like a super version of it. Like, she's incredible. I think that girl's great.
Yeah. That's awesome. But this, so the pre-show, and then it went into like the entrances for the next match. And then it was neat. They stopped the pre-show just before the next match started, but you did get to see their entrances. So it did really whet your appetite where you were like, okay, I got to go buy this thing now.
Oh, neat.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, no, it worked. It did. It did. Did a good job. Yeah. And then I watched the show too, and the show itself was crazy. Like a lot of crazy bumps, a lot of big stuff. Crowd was into it. Wow. Everything looked awesome. The production was sick. I mean, I don't know if you heard what happened. You guys, some of you guys know about the whole thing with the ambulance and all that. And they had to stall for time. So what was it? It was Homicide, Reefer, and Red were out there with Deppin, Griffin McCoy, and
Kerry Morton.
Right. And have to stall like 10, 15 minutes? Felt like an eternity out there that they couldn't wrestle because there was an ambulance coming to the building or something.
The ambulance took the girl that was hurt away. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you always, no matter what, have to have a second or third ambulance and a doctor there
and
on
that's
site,
what,
right?
And so this is what happened. And the only reason I kind of know this is because we had actually left the Hammerstein to go to Virgil's Barbecue about 10 minutes away, where you guys had texted me about that. When you guys had texted us, we were actually getting into our taxi and we had noticed Brett running out literally to like make sure that like the ambulance was in position. So in New York, there always has to be a doctor on standby and an ambulance. So because the ambulance had to leave,
there wasn't
the show
one there,
could not continue. And as a result, they had to stall for time. So while we were basically in the car heading to Virgil's and everything like that, I had checked my phone and saw that the feed was basically, that the feed was basically being interrupted and showing the packages or whatever the B-roll that they were cutting to. And that was because at the time, what they were doing is they were having them live on the microphone while they waited for the ambulance, because the athletic commission would not let the show continue without an ambulance. So that's, you know, a lot of people are throwing shade at the athletic commission, but listen, you know, Brett had to, number one, those are the rules. And number two, Brett did what Brett had to do to make sure that if, and God forbid, when something else went wrong, that there was another ambulance in case something happened.
Well, that's the thing. If the ambulance takes the first person away, you guarantee what's going to happen in the next match, you're going to need a second ambulance.
They still had a cage match. Yeah. They still had blood sport left to do. They still had all of these things that had to be done. Listen, nobody wants a commissionless wrestling scene more than me, for the right reasons, but for the wrong reasons. I'm sorry. Don't throw shade at something you know nothing about. Okay. No. The people were making sure that the girl was taken care of first and foremost before the show. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. And like,
I'm glad it all went good.
Super Crazy jumped off the second tier balcony at age 51. I don't know how he didn't break his feet when he landed. Oh my goodness, that was crazy. Imagine doing that without an ambulance in the building.
Right. That was probably low-key my favorite visual spectacle, was seeing a three-way or like a six-man tag involving the masters of the three-way dance, Guido, Tajiri, and Super Crazy. That was
Guido was there?
We saw him, and it was just amazing to
see. Did he still look like $1 million?
He worked, too. Like, work.
Yeah. Love
Guido.
They did the three-way submission spot from Guilty as Charged 01 again, where Tajiri had the tarantula, Super Crazy had the stretch, and Guido had the Fujiwara.
It was
very much a comfort food like series of like six mans, but it was exactly what it needed, because it came after the cage match, it had came after the whole debacle with Homicide and them having to stall for time and whatnot. So I think the general consensus was that people were just trying to keep the ball rolling, but there was that thick layer of like, oh my God, Allie catches in the hospital with, you know, like with her knee shattered in two places. So I feel like that's sort of like what the mood and the atmosphere was throughout in general.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
well, bless her. I hope she pulls through well.
Yeah. Yes. And the show was really good. It was enjoyable.
It was.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed up. It started, I want to say, so 6:30 the pre-show started, 8 o'clock the main show started. I think it ended, it was 12:34 when the copyright went on the air and Effie won the title, which congratulations, Effie, on the new
Congratulations to Effie.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, yes.
Way to rep.
Yep.
Hell yeah. So
I thought that was the most feel-good moment that they could have possibly done for the show, you know, was send the crowd home happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put on a phenomenal main event.
Yep.
And also shouts out to
what were you going to say? Shout out to who?
I was going to say shouts out to Janela and Masato Tanaka for putting on a barn burner last night. You know, Masato Tanaka, in my opinion, one of the most humble and underrated professional wrestlers of all time. Favorite match, one of my favorite matches, him and Mike Awesome from One Night Stand 05. So just to get to see Masato Tanaka at the Hammerstein live, you know, almost 20 years later, it's like,
that's crazy.
I'm happy that I got to see him do that.
And he took some sick bumps, man. He took some sick bumps.
Look those up. Yep.
Yeah.
We just worked with him at Revolver, man. He was just awesome.
You had who at Revolver? Masato?
Yeah.
Who'd he work?
Just a couple weeks ago, Jake Crist.
Nice.
Yeah.
How was it?
Good talk match? About
it, it's solid, so tremendously solid.
That's awesome.
Let's talk about real quick the Matt Cardona mystery opponent match, because I thought that was everyone's highly anticipated favorite match.
you say that with sarcasm.
I mean, a lot of people listen. there was a lot of speculation going into this match. All right, we didn't think we were going to get three mystery opponents, right?
Right.
Let's be real. Right. So
who was it?
Well, the first opponent, it was a wrestler named Tommy Invincible, who's making quite the name for themselves in our area. If you go and look him up, I mean, the best way I can describe him, it's like you take a, and I mean this with all sincerity, but it's like you take a creative wrestler and you just give him an overall 99 and you give him like the most stacked moveset. And that's
from 2011.
But like, okay, it's catching on, and his video is going viral. So he wrestled Matt Cardona, and before that match, he posted something on social media, which that almost like made people believe, like, damn, is he going to be the mystery opponent? So when his music played, not going to lie, I mean, what would you say? What would you say?
Barton Church when he came out.
It's hard to live up. Yeah, it's hard to live up to expectations sometimes on something like that. So, like, no matter who came out, it would be the crowd of poo-poo on it.
But Donnie, I think it was set up on purpose. I think it was like,
yeah,
dud, explosion. Get it?
Who was the, yeah, wait, who was the second person?
Now the second person.
No, wait. We're talking about like just how it happened because he came out, there was no reaction, and then when he signaled for the five knuckle shuffle, the crowd booed, and it wasn't like it wasn't a boo boo. It was a like a gobbledygooker, like,
yeah. Go home. Matt is smart enough to know what to do with all that. I guarantee
he did. He did. It was they got by it. I just felt bad for Tommy because I felt like he thought that like he was gonna get more out of it, but
So the second one was the second.
Who?
It was Microman. Which
the midget?
That's a lot that's of people's awesome. Favorite.
Wait a minute, against how did they do? Did they work?
Phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, they.
I guarantee you, Matt made that look like $1 million. That now I got to go find it. Now I got to see it. It was good. That.
Yeah.
Microman is over. Like my Microman is.
I would
is
book
so
him in a heartbeat.
Over.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. You put him in an intermission in the ring with Polaroids and gimmicks. You'd have a line out the door.
Absolutely.
Now, what kid there wouldn't want to get a picture with Microman? Phil would.
So true. Maybe in April, Donnie will.
Ooh.
Now, the third mystery opponent, I'm not going to lie. My guess, I thought it was going to be Nick Gage. Swear to God, I thought he was going to be in the building, and I thought he would have came out and he would have had that match with Cardona, would have gone full circle. If you were to ask me who that mystery opponent was, I would have said it was Nick Gage. I don't know about you, Tommy. But
I mean,
wind up being.
Well, I was just going to say, like, who I thought I probably would have thought Nick Gage, but I thought it would have been unlikely just because of, just everything with the weather and whatnot and knowing, like travel situations, if Nick wasn't there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So it ended up being Broski Jimmy turned on him at the end. And then so it was a neat way to end the night. And then right after that, of course. The main event.
Broski Jimmy Lloyd.
It's a long angle that they've been doing he's subservient and abused, and then he finally broke out. It was good. It got over.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It was neat. Really. And then the main event was Mance versus Effie, which, Mance, I still think Mance is one of the best promos around. So I enjoyed it. I always like watching Mance's work, so I enjoyed the
match. Mance Warner?
Yeah.
That guy is a hell of a promo. Listen, please, I'm not saying exactly the same. He kind of reminds me of Stone Cold a little bit in like a weird, like his own kind of thing. Like I've heard his promo. He's legit. You believe him. Like I believe he just came from wherever. And what he's saying is really his intentions and his thoughts.
Yep.
I love that, guys that do promos and you really believe it. Like you can tell it's not overly scripted. It's from the heart. It's just something that reminds me of that Stone Cold genre of promo. It reminds me of that a little bit. But I'm a big mark for that guy.
Yeah, his MLW work was very Stone Coldish, but I think he's grown out of it a little bit more. Yeah, no, good stuff, man. Good stuff. But yeah, it was a great show. Really enjoyed it. Worth staying up. I don't think I've stayed up and watched TV that late in a while. So
I was gonna say, it's past your bedtime, Johnny.
Well, the back seats were on it, man. I'm excited. I can't wait to see him out there again.
No, I mean they earned it. This is the year, guys. This is your year, man. 2025.
And it's the 25th. This is the 25th year of the back seats, Donnie.
Wow. Hey, you're right, dude.
And 25 is a silver anniversary in weddings.
Ooh, silver thieves. Yeah.
That's it. That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
This was fun, gentlemen.
Yes, it was, guys. That's right. Thank you all. Yes. Where are you guys this week? I know the HC Loke, they're having a benefit show up at Excite. Not a benefit show, but like a tribute show to his 30-year career up there at Excite this week. So you could check that out at Excite Wrestling. What else going on? Anything else? Phil, where are you at this weekend?
Also, be right back.
Sorry, I just got back. So this weekend, I have MCW down in Hollywood, Maryland. So we talked about Dan McDevitt for a moment earlier. Great to work with him. Devon Dudley's going to be there. So really excited to see what Devon's going to do.
Nice.
Awesome. What were you saying, JP? I didn't mean to cut you off, bro.
I was going to say we have nothing confirmed yet, but, I mean, if we do show up somewhere, it's going to be a surprise. Another one for sure. Mm-hmm.
I'll be appearing at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City for my daughter's cheer competition. So I'm going back and forth. My wife's uncle passed away. So Saturday morning, I have to drop my daughter off to their friends in Barnegat. Then I have to turn around and go to Madison, New Jersey for the funeral mass at 1. Then I have to leave there and take my wife down to Atlantic City for the cheer competition so she can be with my daughter for the rest of it. So I have to go 1 hour down, then 2 hours up to Madison, then 2.5 down to Atlantic City, and then 1.5 back to my house.
Jeez.
Hey, man, that's what you do when you're a dad.
Well, while you're in Atlantic City, let me know. You're right near me. I'll come meet you.
Oh, really? Sunday, I'll be there all day, too. We have two teams she's on. So they're going for championship jackets on Sunday.
If I don't go to the Eagles game Sunday, I'll meet you. That'd be great.
100%. Yeah, I'll find you.
All right, cool.
Brother. I'll show you all the hot spots, brother.
And you have a gift for me, too, so I have to meet
you. I do. I'll put it in the car just in case you are coming.
Yeah.
You have a gift.
Put it in the car, drive around.
I don't want to tell him what it is because I really want to see his face when he sees it. He's going to be like, I guarantee he's going to say, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Thank you, brother.
Awesome. All right, you guys. Have a great week, everyone. Get your tickets at SpoWrestling.com and follow the Backseat Boys on social media, everybody. All right. And with that, have a good week.
Two scoops of whoop.